Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Good afternoon. I brought my phone in this morning because it had a cracked screen. It was supposed to be fixed by 4 o'clock. My name is Monica Rogers.
I'm sorry, Ms. Rogers, but your phone isn't ready yet. We've fallen behind because one of our staff members called in sick today, so we only have 2 people working. Would you be able to come back tomorrow?
Well, I'm taking a long train ride this evening, and I need to have my phone with me.
I understand. There are a few orders ahead of yours, but I'll do yours first. If you stop back in half an hour, it'll be ready.
Number 32. Where most likely are the speakers? Number 33. According to the man, what has caused the delay? Number 34. What does the man say he will do? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, this is Sharon Tate. I reserved a vehicle to be picked up next week at your Rockford location.
Good morning, Ms. Tate. I see here that you reserved a compact car for 3 days.
Well, that's the problem. I got the confirmation email, but it said I'm returning the car on June 8th. It should be June 9th.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I'll change it in our computer right away and send you a new email. And by way of apology, I'll add our roadside assistance service at no cost. Number 35. Where does the man work? Number 36. What problem does the woman tell the man about? Number 37. What does the man offer to do? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Marjorie, I have a customer who is trying to send a parcel by express mail. However, the computer says the charge is $49.99 because the box is over 5 pounds.
But it should be a flat rate of $24.99 regardless of the weight.
That's what I thought. There's no way to change the price in the system, is there?
No, but you can just type in the weight yourself instead of using the scales reading. Set the weight to 2 pounds, and then the right price should come up.
Number 38. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 39. What problem is being discussed? Number 40. What does the woman suggest doing? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation with 3 speakers.
Mr. Castillo, today I'd like to talk about the preparations you need before moving into the new building. I've invited Crystal Dana, the interior designer, to join us.
Thank you both for making time to meet with me. My business recently downsized, so I wanted to move to a smaller building.
That's understandable. Now, you said you want to focus the majority of the decorating budget on the waiting room, right?
Yes, it's the first thing customers see when they visit.
No problem. I will prepare some color samples for you to choose from.
Perfect. And I just want to make sure everything will be done by the March 10th deadline. We've already promoted our grand opening at the new site.
Number 41. According to the man, why will the business relocate? Number 42. On which part of the new building will the most money be spent? Number 43. According to the man, Why must work be completed on time? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
I've just compiled the sales figures for our store, and the numbers for our sofas and dining room sets are down compared to previous months.
That's not surprising. Ever since Bradley's opened across the street, people don't want to spend much time in our store.
You're right. It seems they're just stopping by for a quick check before heading over to the new shop. We've got to do something about this.
We don't have space to offer a wider selection, but we could put more ads online and in the newspaper.
That might work. People need to be reminded of the high-quality goods we offer.
Number 44. What kind of business do the speakers probably work for? Number 45. What has created a problem for the business? Number 46. What do the speakers plan to do? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation with three speakers. I'm trying to print out some staff manuals for the new employees, but nothing is coming out. Any ideas?
I don't have time to take a look at the printer now, but you could just use the one in the marketing department. I'm sure they wouldn't mind.
Actually, that's not a good idea. I think the marketing team is hosting some visitors, so...
Oh, thanks for letting me know. I don't want to disturb them.
You know, it might just be an empty ink cartridge. Vincent in IT probably has some extra ones. Angela, will you call him to bring one?
Sure. And if you still have the problem with a new one, just let me know.
Number 47. What is the man trying to do? Number 48. What does the man mean when he says, I think the marketing team is hosting some visitors? Number 49. What will Angela probably do next? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation. You've organized a lot of company activities, haven't you, Rebecca?
Yes, at least a few major events a year. Why?
I'm in charge of the year-end banquet for our branch, and I'm having trouble deciding which venue to choose. Is there one in particular that you would recommend?
Russell Plaza has reasonable prices, and they offer an on-site catering service. Their parking lot is very small, though. There are only about 25 spots, which is never enough.
That shouldn't be an issue, since most people will take public transportation. I guess I'll arrange a tour of the site to make sure it's okay before I commit to it. I'll take care of that now. Number 50. Why does the man ask for the woman's advice? Number 51. What does the woman mention about parking at Russell Plaza? Number 52. What will the man probably do next? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Marilyn. I'm glad I caught you before you went to your meeting with Ms. Patel. Can you talk about the catalog for a minute or two?
Yes, but no more than that. I don't want to be late.
Okay. Well, I was looking at the draft that is supposed to be sent to the printer this afternoon. I think the photographs will be an issue. They're just too small to allow customers to see the details of the products easily.
Actually, I only worked on the text. Harry was assigned the layout work.
Really? I'm sorry about that. I thought it was you. Then I'll talk to Harry instead.
Number 53. What does the woman suggest when she says?
But no more than that.
Number 54. What concern does the man tell the woman about? Number 55. Why does the man make an apology? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation. Hello, Ms. Parsons. This is Connor from the head office. I got a message from your supervisor saying that you wanted to move to the office in Toronto.
Yes, that's right. I'm ready for the challenge of working in a larger city.
Well, then I have great news for you. We have an opening there for a sales representative. Could you start by the end of the month?
Well, I'm unfamiliar with the neighborhoods in Toronto, so I'm not sure that would be enough time to find an apartment.
You don't have to worry about that. We have a special service to help you find a place to live and get settled. Number 56. What is the conversation mainly about? Number 57. According to the woman, what could cause a problem? Number 58. What does the man tell the woman about? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation. Corina, I've been looking over the schedule you prepared for Ted Jackson's upcoming book tour. I see that you've scheduled an event in Somerville. That's a town of just 12,000 people. We usually focus on big cities, so I'm wondering why Somerville is on the list.
It's Ted's hometown, so he'll get a lot of support there. I asked Yolanda in accounting to review the plan. She said that since Ted will be staying with family members, the stop won't cost us much.
I see. I guess it's good to have a personal touch, and we can use this to our advantage. I'll get a statement ready for the media next week to highlight the family angle. Number 59. What does the man want to know about the book tour? Number 60. Who most likely is Yolanda? Number 61. What does the man plan to prepare next week? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and sign.
Good morning, and thank you for visiting the Charleston Aquarium.
Hello, I'd like one standard adult ticket, please. I've read a lot of positive reviews, so I'm looking forward to seeing your site.
Wonderful. Here's your ticket, and the charge is $18.
That's less than I expected. Oh, I've just seen your sign.
The admission includes a free audio tour, so here are the headphones and the player. If you listen to the first 5 minutes, it'll give you some background information about our facility.
Oh, thanks. I'll do that now.
Enjoy your visit.
Number 62. Where are the speakers? Number 63. Look at the graphic. Why is the man eligible for a discount? Number 64. What will the man most likely do next? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and webpage.
Thanks for having lunch with me, Cheryl. I'm sure you're busy with work these days.
I am, but I'm actually thinking about changing jobs. Everyone I currently work with is very friendly. However, the long commute is exhausting. Since I can do graphic design work from anywhere, I'm looking for a job that allows me to work from home.
Have you tried jobdiscovery.net? It has a lot of jobs for graphic designers.
I'll be sure to check that out. Thanks. And how's work going for you?
There's an opening for a department head that I'm thinking about applying for. It'd be a big step up, though, so I'm nervous about it.
Number 65. What benefit of her current job does the woman mention? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Which company will the woman most likely apply to? Number 67. What is the man nervous about doing? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and schedule.
Good afternoon. I'm calling about the library's weekly book clubs. I work as a factory foreman, and one of my team members told me about this new activity.
There's a different book club meeting every evening, except Sundays.
All right. I'd be free for the Wednesday group if there's space available.
Of course. You'll need to have a valid library card to join. If you give me your phone number, I'll have the group leader for that day contact you.
Thanks. My name is Glenn Willis, and my number is 555-1897. My card is about to expire, though, so I'll stop by tomorrow and take care of renewing it.
That'd be great.
Number 68. What is the man's occupation? Number 69. Look at the graphic. Who will contact the man? Number 70. Why will the man visit the library tomorrow?